kind of some interesting stories here, trending, and I guess just things that we saw were like, hey, let's talk about these this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Starting out with sports, some trending stuff there. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant destroyed the Cavaliers as the Warriors took a 2-0 lead. The series shifts to Cleveland for game 3 of the NBA Finals. That's going on Wednesday tonight.
Yay, sports. Do the thing. Win the points.
It's pretty interesting to see this. I'm a big hockey fan because I love the Red Wings. The Nashville Predators beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-1 to take game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh now leads the series 2-1. Game 4 is scheduled for tonight in Nashville. It's cool because like Nashville's got all the country stars there, so they have like all the big people come out for their games and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of rooting for them. Plus,
what professional teams are from Nashville?
You got the Nashville Predators. You've got the Tennessee Titans.
Are they in Nashville?
Who?
The Titans?
Yeah, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if they were like stationed in like another city in Tennessee.
No, as far as pro teams, those are the only two like professional teams, I believe, that are there in Nashville. You got the Nashville Predators for the NHL, and NFL, you got the that one team, you know, the Tennessee Titans. That's what I was saying.
Right.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about draft picks and other stuff. A group of men in their 20s in Washington State posted a Craigslist ad. They weren't looking for a lady of the night, but they were actually seeking something kind of cool.
They were seeking a dude of the night.
They were seeking a generic dad to grill burgers and hot dogs with for Father's Day weekend.
Yes!
Now, they had some qualifications, because you can't just have anybody do that. The qualifications included a minimum of 18 years of experience as a dad.
Aww.
And 10 years of grilling experience. The successful dad must bring his own grill, but burgers and hot dogs will be provided. Additional requirements include talking about dad things like lawnmowers.
That's so cute.
Building your own deck and musician Jimmy Buffett. Payment for that will be food and beer.
Dude,
that's pretty
amazing. Badass.
Let
me tell you something. Every single time that I lay out by my pool at my apartment in Fishers, I'm always looking at our fancy like bar and grill area that we have, and I'm like, so upset that I don't have a guy there or a dad guy that could grill me something for dinner, because I have no idea how to work a grill and I'm terrified to do it, but I starve because all these dads are hanging out with their families at our pool at our apartment and they're grilling and I want to say like, can I have one? But I want to be that person. So then I
you
just sit there
hit
and
on
I
the
wish
dad, like a hot girl.
Summertime, all I want to have is hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill only. Like my mom's always like, well, boil a hot dog. I'm not a peasant.
The same
I'm not
thing.
Boiling a hot dog. It
boil
tastes completely different. That's gross
a
food.
Grilled dog, even though it's probably cancerous when you get it all black and burnt, that's the best thing ever. You put some sauerkraut and some mustard on
well,
that.
Well, and I only like one brand of hot dogs.
Exactly. You're going to go up to that dad and annoy him.
Excuse me.
Can I get a wiener? And then like, hey, what kind is
what
it?
What kind of hot dog is this? Is this kosher? I need kosher.
No, listen. Hebrew National hot dogs, I'm not paid to say this, are absolutely 100% the best hot dog
brand I've ever had. Kind?
They're called Hebrew National.
Next week. Hey, it's Alex from the Joe and Alex Show, and when I have a wiener in my mouth, it's got to be a Hebrew National.
Joe and Alex Show. Wrong button, damn it. Hold on.
So if you're looking for a wiener to sling in your mouth this summer,
they really are the best.
Hebrew National.
But I don't know how to grill. Can somebody teach me? Can I? I have said this so many times.
You need to like
an
woman up. You're
family.
An adult.
No,
you
don't want to. I want an adopted family here in India. I need a mom and a dad.
You're 24 going on 12.
No.
You have a mom and dad
you
here
do.
In India. What the hell?
Jeez,
they
don't have so much more than MYK.
I don't like
I have.
Hanging out with my parents. I need some new parents.
Wait, hold on. Your parents just called in too. We don't like hanging out with our daughter.
I want somebody who listens, a mom and a dad who like listening to our show, who also have little kids that are fun because I love little kids. My requirement, so if this is my Craigslist ad, this is my requirements, okay?
All right.
A mom and a dad, they both have to listen to the Joe and Alex Show on a daily basis that like to talk about what they hear on our show.
Well, that'll get annoying
so
after a while,
that eliminates
though.
A lot of Indianapolis. Go
yeah.
ahead.
According to the most recent ratings, that's 0.0.
Keep going.
No, and then they have to have little kids that are fun because...
Oh, wait, kids that are fun?
Yeah, not Ooh, like brats. Yeah.
Your kid's so annoying. Ugh.
Like kids that like me, preferably over Joe. No, I'm kidding. Kids that are fun that like listen to our show too.
You just eliminated another chunk of people. Go ahead.
Yeah. And
here's your 1%ers.
And the kids, or what was I going to say? Oh, crap. Oh, yes. And the kids have to have a trampoline and a swing set in the backyard. Because I like to jump on trampolines and swing sets or bouncy houses and stuff. But like you have to have kids to have that stuff.
Yeah.
So I need a family to adopt me. Who would like to adopt me as their daughter? And then I can come
hold
over
on, wait,
once
wait,
in
hold
a while
on.
For dinner.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Why we're hijacking this and doing things, here's what I realized I need. I live in Fishers, too. I'm trying to move closer to Broad Ripple when I get out of my terrible lease. What a hellhole I live in.
Joe, are you serious? That is the absolute worst area of town. I would not want to live in Broad Ripple.
Why would you not want to live in Broad Ripple?
If I was going to move out of Fishers, which, by the way, people were telling me that I would hate living there once I moved here.
I don't care about Fishers. I love Fishers, but I want to get closer to work. Why? You would just attack everything I like. What's wrong with Broad Ripple?
I don't like Broad Ripple. To me,
you've been there like 5 times in your life. And you're like,
I just don't like the vibe. It's too like college kid over there. So I would want to live, if I was going to move out of Fishers, what I'm telling you is I really like where I am.
Geist?
No. If I was going to move out of Fishers, it would definitely be Carmel, because I love downtown Carmel, or it would be Mass Ave area.
I feel too poor in Carmel. When I go get Jimmy John's there, I feel like
How can you feel too poor in Carmel but not feel too poor in Fishers?
I do feel too damn poor in Fishers. Here's why, because my apartment complex is terrible and they suck.
You live in the worst apartment. I live in a princess apartment.
Of course you do. My whole point was this, is that if I could throw out a Craigslist ad, since we're doing that now, I would want to find somebody here in Indy that's got a boat. How the hell are we not grilling out with people on a boat?